We are to call things that be not as though they were. We are to summons those things. We are to summons them. Basically, we are to say, money, you are hereby ordered to appear.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today is day 5 of another 10 Days of Prosperity with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. Now let's join them for today's message entitled, Money Cometh to Me Now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We have Pastor George back with us today.
Yay.
And I'm telling you, he's on fire with the Word of God. Welcome, George.
Praise God. It's good to be back with you, Gloria. 10 days, another 10 days of prosperity.
You preach me happy.
I don't think we could ever run out of topics
well,
to
let's
preach
try.
On prosperity.
Well, let's see
try.
What we can do.
This is day 5 of another 10 days of prosperity. We're going to be talking today about money cometh to me. We're going to pull the lever.
Oh, we're going to
money cometh to me. And you know what? Speaking of these outlines that we use every day on the Believer's Voice of Victory for this series, these outlines are available to you. Go to kcm.org, the homepage. You'll see a picture of Gloria and me on the homepage, and you'll see on there Pastor George's notes. And you can click on there. They're PDF format. You can print them out and use them. Study them. Pastors, you can preach them.
That's right.
There is a pastor I talked at the last ministers' conference that we had. They're using them for their offering times.
Praise God.
In church.
Good.
And we just got a report.
You're so free-hearted to give us your outlines
hey,
to preach.
Hey, you passed it on to me. I passed
Glory
it on to them.
Glory to God.
But we had, the last time you and I did the broadcast, 10 Days of Prosperity, we offered the notes. And in the U.S., we had over 30,000 people
Glory to God.
Download those notes.
And we don't know how many preachers were in that. I mean, it could have gone over and over and over and over.
And in South Africa, we shut down the computer system.
Let's do it again.
Oh, good.
Glory
that
to God.
That would be good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is.
30,
well, people
000.
Are hungry for the Word.
That's right.
We're hungry for God's Word.
Let's go for 60,000.
Let's go for 60,000. We are talking today about money cometh to me now. And let me set this up a little bit for people that are not familiar. The story goes like this. Dr. Leroy Thompson was out buying some groceries one day, and there was a guy in front of him in the checkout counter, and the guy had his six-pack of beer on the checkout counter, and they rang up the beer, and the guy looked at Dr. Leroy, and he said, money, money goes. And Leroy looked back at him and said, yeah, money goes. And so when Pastor Thompson walked out into the parking lot, the Lord corrected him and said, no, money does not go. Money comes, and that became a prophetic word for the body of Christ. Money cometh to me now.
You know, I'd forgotten how that came about. I'm glad you reminded us.
That's
of it.
How it happened. And when Leroy came to us, when Dr. Thompson came to us during our 30 Days of Glory, I think it had been maybe within the last year that this happened to him. And he came to us and said, this is a prophetic word for the body of Christ. This is a word for the body of Christ. Money cometh to us now. And so I want to talk about that today. And we're going to look at some scriptures that talk about money coming to us. Let's look at Romans chapter 4 to begin with. Romans 4 and in verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, talking about Abraham, like him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Now, the Revised Standard Version of that says, calls into existence the things that do not exist.
Now, we see that with God himself.
God did
that. Light be.
Light be.
He didn't step out there and say, ooh, look at this dark.
Look how dark it is. He didn't say
what a
say
bummer.
That.
Look how dark it is. No! He said, light thee. Isn't light that good?
Thee, yeah.
He said it.
Yeah.
That's the way God operates.
That's what he does. He
That's
calls things operate. Which be not as though they were.
That's what faith does.
That's what faith
and the,
does.
And the Bible says that the worlds were framed by faith. And so that's exactly how he did it.
And in the same way that God does it, we are admonished to do that as well. We call things that
that's
be not
exactly
as though
right.
they were. So I did some research and some study into this, and I looked up the word call in the Greek. And you have that on your notes
yes,
there.
I do.
The word call in the Greek means to summon.
To summon. Ooh.
To summon.
Ooh, isn't that good?
Now, I looked up the word summons, and a summons is an authoritative command demanding someone to appear. I have
Is that right, George?
Yeah,
I like that.
An authoritative command demanding someone to appear. That's what a summons is.
Hallelujah.
Did you ever receive a jury summons? I've received a jury summons. And on that jury summons, it says, you are hereby ordered to appear on such and such a date.
That's right.
Well, what's happening there? I'm being called. Basically, I'm being called to serve
They're calling you in.
They're calling me in.
Calling you up.
Well, that's what the word call in the Greek means. We are to call things that be not as though they were. We are to summons those things. We are to summons them. Basically, we are to say, money, you are hereby ordered to appear.
So Leroy taught us right, didn't he?
He taught us right. He taught
Glory
us right.
God.
Money, you're actually saying, money cometh to me now. You come to me right now.
That is so good. I had
money,
no idea that it
come.
Meant summons.
You come here.
Praise God.
My mother, when I was a little kid, I'd go out playing in the neighborhood. And my mother had a distinct sound when she would call me in for supper. And she'd go, George. It was that George.
Yeah.
And I would stop what I was doing and I would answer the call. Or else.
Or else.
And I would run home because I knew that she was calling me.
Yeah.
She was calling me. And that's exactly the same thing that we do with the natural things that we need. We call in or we summons.
We summon it with faith.
We summon that with faith.
In the Word
we
of God.
We call that in. Money, you are hereby ordered and notified
Isn't
to appear.
Isn't that good? I like that. That is so powerful.
So that's just one of the foundational scriptures that we can use for money cometh to us now. Now, let's look at another. Let's look at another one. And if you would turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Now, this one, this is really interesting because I was having dinner with our resident Greek scholar, Rick Greek Renner.
Yes.
And we were in Branson. This is a number of years ago. We were sitting at dinner together. And Rick is, he's great. He's such good, we're good friends.
Why are some people so smart?
He's just smart.
Oh.
He's smart. And he's so dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
So we're sitting at dinner together and he leans up to me and he says, George, I have the scriptural proof for money cometh to us now. I said, Rick, what is it? And so what he did was he grabbed a little piece of paper that was on the table, and Gloria, this is the actual piece of paper.
Oh, my. Actual.
This
historical
is the actual,
paper.
You know, I'm like David Barton with all of his documents from the nation. Well,
yeah.
I've got my own
okay.
collection. So Rick began to write down the scriptural foundation for money cometh. He looked at it. He says, give me a piece of paper. I've got to write it better. So he gave me this piece of paper.
Mm.
This is the original. You can touch it.
Oh. Powerful.
And so this is what he said.
Okay.
In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on this little piece of paper that Rick gave to me, he wrote down the phrase recompense of reward. And the word recompense of reward in the Greek is the word mistha podosia. Mistha podosia. Now, I may not be pronouncing that right, but that is the word mistha podosia. Now the word
I like your tongue tied, George.
Mitha Pedosi. I'm sure Rick will correct me the next
time.
Maybe
Rick's not listening today.
Hopefully. But you break those two words apart, and the word mistha is the word payment, salary, money, recompense, and restitution. Now, this is recompense of reward. If we do not cast away our confidence, mm-hmm. or if we don't cast away our faith,
our words,
our faith has great recompense. He's the rewarder of them who diligently seek after him. So, mistha is pay, salary, money, recompense. The word podosia, or the word podos, is the word feet or foot. And Rick said we get our word podiatrist from that. So when you put those two words together, the phrase recompense of reward means money is coming on feet in your direction.
Money is coming to me now. You remember how Leroy taught us to pull the lever? Of course.
Money cometh to me now.
That's Pastor Leroy Thompson in Louisiana.
He was setting out a summons, calling in money. And we find here that money has feet, and it's coming in your direction.
Isn't that powerful?
Another one of the translations that Rick gave us was money is traveling in your direction.
Yeah, I believe it.
And basically, he said that the translation of that simply means money is coming. Money is coming. So if we do not waver, and if we do not get off of our faith, and we do not get off the Word of God, then there is a great recompense of reward. And that recompense of reward is money is coming on feet in our direction.
Now, how have we learned that faith operates? Faith believes it receives
right.
when it prays.
Right.
Glory to God.
Right.
So when
exactly.
we pray, when we believe in God for money, healing, or whatever, the Bible teaches us, Jesus himself taught us to believe we receive it when we pray. And what happens? You shall have it.
You shall have it.
So from the moment you begin to believe you receive, where money's concerned, you begin to believe you receive it when you pray. Let's just say a house payment's due.
Mm. Good.
It's past. Let's just say it's past due.
Past due.
We believe we receive it when
right.
we see it. No,
mm-mm.
when we pray, we take it.
We take it.
And what happens? Money gets feet. It comes to you. It comes to you.
When you call it
we
in.
We call it in.
It
we
comes
receive
to
it.
Us.
We take it. That's what receive.
That's right.
But when Jesus said, believe you receive it when you pray, believe you receive when you pray, that word receive is to take. So when we pray for healing, when we pray for finances, mm-hmm. we take it. When we pray for our marriage, whatever we pray for our children, we take their deliverance. We take their healing.
That's right.
We take whatever it is that we believe for.
We seize it
and
with
we
a
keep
grip.
It until it's manifest.
That's right.
And the deed is finished.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. That's right.
That's the way it works.
And we call it in. We call in the finances that we need. That's what I encourage you to do. That's what we encourage you to do. Call in the finances.
Yeah.
If you're in that position where your house payment is due, call in the finances because money has feet.
That's right. And let me just say this.
It's coming in your direction.
Once you get the hang of this, you might as well believe to pay that house off.
That's it.
Because money for a dollar comes the same way as money for $100,000, and $1 million comes the same way as $100,000.
Yeah.
You believe you receive it when you pray, and you take it.
Take it.
Glory to God.
You send forth the command of faith.
Amen.
Money, I command you. I command you to come to us.
Well, and you money, know. Some people might say, well, I don't believe that. I don't care whether you believe it or not. I've been doing it for a lot of years, and so is George, and so is our whole family, and thousands of other people that have learned to live by faith. So what if we started with grocery money? Our rent
That's
money.
Where you begin,
I
isn't
think
it?
Our
That's
rent
where you start.
Was $115
oh,
back
wow.
in those days. And, you know, it was a big deal. Did we get it? Yes, we did.
Yep.
We got it. And then we got a house paid for. How did we do that? By faith.
By faith.
We took it.
Yep.
By faith. We received it. We called it. It took me a while to get a house finished and paid for. But was it worth it?
Oh, it's
absolutely it was worth it. Hallelujah.
You were driving with Kenneth, the kids, to Oklahoma City. And as I remember the story, you didn't have any money.
That's right. To eat.
To eat. But you agreed together. You were in hearty agreement with each other, calling in finances.
That's right,
Kenneth,
George. You're right.
You or Kenneth were driving along, and you saw something blow by you on the highway, 35, going into
Oklahoma City.
And it was
kids were little. They were in the back. They were hungry. You know, back in those days, they had this beef place where you had a big Angus up there. Remember, big cow.
The big cow.
You'd just see that big bull, or I mean cow, I guess, yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you just naturally get hungry. Well, we began to see those things. And we did not.
Hungry.
We were early in the ministry. The kids were small, very small.
Mm-hmm.
And that money, Ken saw that money blow by.
Blow by the highway.
And he said, I saw some money. And we were on coming into Oklahoma City in those days, I don't know if it's still that way or not, but we were on a main street in there that had a fence,
mm-hmm,
had a medium,
like
it had a
chain
fence.
Link, yeah. Fence, yeah. Yeah.
And so he saw this money.
Fly by.
So help me God, I would not lie on TV or anywhere else. He saw that bill blow by and he turned around. We went to the next exit. He turned around and he went, and up against that fence was, if I recall right, it was a $20 bill. Just like that.
And he peeled it off.
He stopped in the middle of traffic. He got that $20, and we went and we got us some food.
Praise God.
That was one of our first meetings. Our kids were little. They were standing up, you know, in the seat. They were just, Daddy, we're hungry.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, the one that could talk. And that was an amazing
thing. Didn't you turn around and go back to the bull?
I think we did. I think we went back there because I think it was an all-you-can-eat place.
Yeah. The Lord takes care of us.
Yes, He does.
You're using your faith and you're calling those finances in. Money cometh to me now.
We were believing God. That was
Praise
even before
God.
Money cometh, I think.
I like this. Mylon Lefevre says this. He says, I've got a case of reverse paranoia. Everybody's out to bless me.
I like that. That's good. I like that too.
And so think about that, to actually apply your faith and call money in. I like what Pastor Leroy said. He said, I'm a money magnet.
Yeah.
I'm a money magnet.
That's what he said.
And so that money came to you. It took care of that need. I wrote down a couple of scriptures. I wrote here, provision is running to me.
That's good.
It's making its way to me.
I've
got scriptures for that. Look at this. Luke 6:30. 6:38, it should be, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and, now I read it a little bit differently, running over shall men give unto my bosom.
Amen.
So men are running over.
They're running over.
They're running over.
Money was flying by.
It's
Money's flying by.
I like this one in Deuteronomy 28:2. All of these blessings shall come on you, and they shall overtake you.
Overtaken by blessings.
Overtaken by the blessing.
We've experienced that.
And then this one, Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And in the Hebrew,
there's a scripture.
The word follow in the Hebrew means to pursue, chase, and run after.
Read it like that.
Now. So, surely goodness and mercy shall pursue me, shall chase after me, and shall run after me all the days of my life.
Glory to God. What a great scripture,
Praise
George.
God.
Hallelujah. Praise
so I wrote
God.
This confession down here. I said this, money, I summons you.
Yes.
I hereby call you to appear. You have feet and you are coming my way. I'm a money magnet and money cometh to me now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to pull the lever?
Oh, let's show them how Leroy talks.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay.
You do it.
Money cometh to me now. Let's do it again.
Money cometh
to me now. One more time.
Money cometh
to me now. Praise God.
You say,
Praise God.
You say, I don't believe that. Well, go ahead and be without.
Yeah.
George and I believe it.
Yeah.
Money's
we
coming to us.
It.
And I'll tell you what, we've experienced it for a lot of years.
That's right.
You can take my word for it. When you operate by faith in the Word of God concerning the healing of your body, the salvation of your family, the money in your bank account, you act in faith and you take it by faith and you have it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's pray over them.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you
that
all throughout this week, our faith has just been getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And Lord, we lay hold upon the Word. We lay hold upon the Word of prosperity. We believe it, and we believe that it's working for us right now. And Father, we command finances to come to us in the name of Jesus. I am saying that every bill is paid. Every need is
We're
met.
We're believing for your finances.
Father, I thank you that debts are canceled
debts are
and
canceled.
Wiped out in the name of Jesus. We are walking in the fullness of God's prosperity in this earth. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to be any more broke than Ken and I were when we first began to hear this. We didn't have a decent house. We didn't have decent clothes. We were driving an old car. But we discovered the Word of God, we began to learn how, under Kenneth E. Hagin, how to receive by faith. Here's how long ago it was. John was just a little boy. Mm. And here's how come I remember. The Brother Hagin, the prophet, you know, I mean, we didn't know him personally very well, but after the service, we were out back there at the book tables, and he picked up John, who was just a little boy. And you know what John did? John just popped him one right in the face. And John was very fortunate that he lived through that episode.
What an impression.
Wasn't that awful? Brother Hagin picked him up. We're so thrilled, you know, that Brother Hagin's picking up John. And John went, what? Right in the
But tell
kisser.
Him what Kelly said.
What was it Kelly said?
My brother eats boogers.
Oh, George, I wasn't going to tell that part. That was in the same night, mate. If you don't think the devil will try to humiliate you when you're just learning or any other time, you just got another thought coming. I mean, that was just like that. One happened right after the other. And Ken and I survived. And the children survived, which is even more miraculous.
And you're...
Oh, my word, we wanted to stomp them. You know how that is.
Yeah, but you are prosperous today, aren't you?
Yes, and you know they grew up to be decent, law-abiding, faith-believing, Bible-believing, obeying children of God. Hallelujah. That they even got to grow up after that was miraculous. George, and I'll be right back.
We've read about faith and we've heard about faith, but we started to realize it's an action that we take. So we've started confessing it more, listening to more tapes, reviewing what Pastor George said to kind of, it's not just something we want. We have to say it, like he said today, say it, believe it, and receive it. And just like the six steps Brother Copeland was talking about faith, that it's an action we have to take. We have to be doers of the Word. And I think just as we've been doing that, we've increased our ability to receive from Him.
Prosperity is such a key to our Christian walk. You know, a lot of people think that it just covers finances, but it doesn't. It covers every area of life. You know, 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish and pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it covers the spirit, soul, and body.
It's offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And Gloria, we're going to look at Genesis 1:29 as we receive this offering today. This is really good because it would really help us to know that that our lives are really based on our giving. It says here in Genesis 1:29, and God said, Behold, I've given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Now one translation says, to you your seed will be for provision. And I've been taught this for years and years and years. My seed is my source.
That's right.
Our seed is our source.
Amen.
And we have been given the opportunity to sow, and that's where our livelihood comes from that seed
that's
is
right.
sown. You know, this fruit that's sitting here before us, that's a result of seed that has been sown. And our provision is wrapped up in the seed that we sow. In this scripture here, 2 Corinthians 9:6 in the New Living Translation, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. So the seeds that we sow will produce harvest. I like what the 112th Psalm, I believe it's the second verse, says, our seed is mighty upon the earth.
Amen.
My seed is mighty.
Working.
When we sow seed into the ground, it produces harvest. It produces harvest in your life. And then this one, Proverbs 11, 24 and 25, give freely and become more wealthy.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous person will prosper, and those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed.
Hallelujah.
Now is a good time to sow seed into the kingdom of
God.
Pray
over the offering.
I will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you've shown us in your word that our seed is our provision.
Prosper.
That's where that provision comes from, is the seed that we sow. And Father, we thank you for every partner, every friend, every person that sows into this ministry, that prosperity cometh to them now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we praise you and we honor you for that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. That's good. That's a good broadcast, George.
What a good week we've had.
I know.
This has been a great week of prosperity. And we've got another week coming up, don't we?
Praise God. Don't miss next week.
Yeah.
Don't quit. We're going to be back, and we're going to be talking about your prosperity.
Yes.
In the meantime, this is Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You can do whatever has to be done, can be done by faith, if it's according to the will of God, can be done by faith in God's
That's
word.
That's right.